Why? That's often the first question that we're asked when we educate consumers about the digital television transition that concludes on February 17, 2009. Well, this transition began way back in 1996 when Congress required the conversion to digital broadcasting. They did this because digital is a far more efficient technology than analog, and it will free up our airwaves for important public safety needs such as police, fire, and emergency rescue. This greater efficiency also allows broadcast stations to provide vastly improved picture and sound quality. It's also important to note that some of these frequencies will be used to improve existing wireless services and also allow for new commercial service offerings to consumers, such as wireless broadband. Digital technology also provides more programming options for consumers because in the same amount of channel space or spectrum that stations use to broadcast one analog channel, they can broadcast multiple digital channels. This is called multicasting. With these extra channels comes the unique opportunity for broadcasters to offer more local programming. So, what should you do to prepare? First and foremost, all Americans need to become educated consumers in order to ensure that they continue to receive programming and can watch television after the transition concludes. We urge you to review the information on our website, read our fact sheets, and listen to the podcast. All these sources will provide valuable and timely information. So, please do take the time to learn, but don't worry. On February 18, 2009, consumers can continue to watch free over-the-air television through rabbit ears or rooftop antennas without having to buy a new TV or subscribe to services that require monthly user fees. If you have a digital television, nothing more is required. However, if you have an analog television, all you will need when the transition concludes is a digital to analog converter box. So, for a one-time, low-cost purchase of this easy-to-install, paperback-sized converter box, you'll be able to continue enjoying your television with even more programming options. To help defray the cost to consumers, Congress set up a program offering two $40 coupons to each United States household. These coupons may be used toward the purchase of two digital-to-analog converter boxes. Early in 2008, you'll be able to order these coupons, and you will begin seeing coupon-eligible converter boxes in stores, online, and in catalogs. Hopefully, this brief overview provided information that helps you understand why we're making this change and what to expect as we move forward. But there's more to learn and more videos to come, so please come back, watch, listen, and learn.